Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jay Lethal, the undisputed champion of the wrestling world.
This is John Sullivan.
It's Babs Iyegbuzi.
Michael Thompson. Talk. It's the phenomenal AJ Styles.
Jay DeRosa.
Charles Johnson.
Psycho Killer from Austin, Tampa.
This is Matt Blair. Thank you for listening to Sportscast Radio.
Sportscast Radio.
It's a strong draft class.
It is absolutely stacked.
And May will keep it. And coming in two, Heartbreak May.
Here's caught. Here's Harrison. It is.
Touchdown, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Dumb and taken down by Jared Curse. It's broken up by Darian Arnold.
The field, and it's intercepted. Arnold.
Daniels. Back right corner of the end zone. Dropped it.
They take it down behind the line of scrimmage. Now it's Turner. Chased him down.
To the end zone. Never pulls it in again.
And Williams takes a shot up the field at Washington.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. As always, welcome to Sportscast Radio. This is the yearly mock loop. This is I think your third or fourth one you've been involved in.
That's right, baby.
I'm excited. We are going to get started in just a couple of seconds here. I am adding our giant list of writers that are coming on today. We have a record number, and it's going to get wild here with having this many people on here. So I see you if you're on here. Luke, there is one person that I am going to have to go into the screening room. And I'm going to have to grab some quick info from them. So if you want to kind of just, if you could just buy me a moment. Their numbers are all zeros.
Oh, I don't know who that is. I'll keep the fans going.
So I'll be right back.
All right. As Ryan says, tonight we're going to have some writers on to do a mock draft. Ryan and myself, and hopefully Elijah, if he figures out how to work a laptop today, we'll make some picks for the missing writers. But we got some good people coming in to make some picks. Hopefully there's nothing too crazy, like shooting out in left field, like, you know, Vikings taking Bo Nix at 11. Jared, if you're on and this happens, I might punch Ryan in the face, but that's okay. I see him tomorrow. We'll let you know what happens. With that, hopefully our writer Parker Hurley from Bear Goggles On gets on here pretty quick to make our first pick for the Chicago Bears, followed by Ryan will make the second pick for his Arizona Cardinals, followed by Sarah Marshall making the pick for our New England Patriots. Second pick will be Luke for Washington. Sorry, I'm multitasking now, so I don't know what's happening. But Elijah just texted me and says he can hear, but he cannot talk. Elijah, you are not here if you can hear me, buddy. I got your text that says, I can listen. Am I there? You are not, my good friend. You are not. But hopefully Elijah can figure that out. Hopefully everyone else is excited as Ryan, Elijah, and myself for tomorrow night at 6 p.m. kicks off the NFL draft. Ryan is back.
Yes. And shout out to Jacob Wilhelm, Arrowhead Addict, who will be closing. He is 785, not 724, Luke.
I told him, man.
I was going to call you out for it, too.
That's fine. You know what? Jacob thought we were boys. Thought we were tight. Guess not. Whatever.
So, I mean, we got everybody sitting here, guys. We got Patriots, Dolphins, Bengals, Giants, Saints, Jaguars, Raiders, Seahawks, Cowboys, Titans, Chiefs, Jets. I mean, these teams are piling in here. And in just a moment, we're going to be opening with Chicago Bears.
Is Parker in yet?
I have not seen him come in yet.
I mean, I've sent him a message. So, the first pick for the Bears is an easy one, to be fair. So, I mean, we can just assume what it is.
If you want to do that, I don't mind doing that. Elijah is having a little bit of issues here, guys. So when he gets in, he'll be able to rock and roll with us. But he is here in spirit. He's on the Discord. So let's just move it there. We're just giving Caleb Williams Chicago Bears. We're just going to give it to him.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just go Chicago Bears Chicago Bears, yeah, that's an easy pick, I think, on my part. I think every other writer that's in the waiting room right now would agree that the Bears will be taking Caleb Williams. The trade of Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers earlier in the offseason pretty much guaranteed a quarterback. So I don't see how it would be anything else.
Yeah, that's 100% fair. So we'll move that route. I guess we'll just keep on rolling here. That's going to put you for the Washington Commanders at 2. But we said we'll agree on this. Is that kind of the general consensus? We're going to try to put our heads together and do the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that. So I know me and you talked earlier today, and I honestly think it's going to be Drake May.
I kind of agree with you after hearing about that Top Golf stuff. And did you see Drake May's conversation today? He was talking like he was almost already a part of that team.
Yes. I think it's going to be Drake May. I think the Commanders rubbed Jaden Daniels and his agent the wrong way with that Top Golf thing. And then inviting all those other quarterbacks to the interviews and stuff like that. I just think, as much as he's like, I'll be happy anywhere, I don't think he will be. That's just me.
All right, we got an oldie but a goodie in here. Travis Wakeman, I see on the line now. He's chilling. This man, this guy's an OG. If you will.
Yeah,
he helped run the draft a couple of years ago with us.
Yeah, he did. When there was only like 5 of us, and we all made like 10 picks.
Yeah, didn't we do, like, 2 mocks in a row, I think?
Yeah, because, like, one guy had to leave, I think. And then I think it was me, you, Wakeman,
Paul Pickens. Was the other one.
And then I think Todd from 12th Man Rising was a part of it, too, if I remember right.
Yeah, I would not be shocked if we saw Todd with us. And then I got another person that I don't know the area code for. So I will have to grab that in just a moment as we get down to it. But with that being said, we are going to go to our first guest, somebody that we just recently had on. Sarah, are you with us?
I am. Hi, guys.
Ooh, hello.
How's WrestleMania?
Amazing. I feel like, you know, being there in person was great and being, you know, watching it was great, but it was just unreal.
That's so tough. Once again, kudos to you going to do that. I'm going to have to pick your brain at some point when we get WrestleCast rolling here again. But we're here for, well, we all love the NFL draft. And we have set you up with Caleb Williams and Drake May off the board, putting the New England Patriots for the first time I've seen this high since Drew Bledsoe in my era, I can think of. Mm. What are we doing with the Patriots?
You know, the Commanders pick has put me in a predicament because, I mean, this would probably be an ideal scenario for most people that they'll have their pick of, you know, Jaden Daniels because that's what a lot of Patriots fans want. But all of the talk about them liking J.J. McCarthy has me confused because I'm like, are they going to go – if Drake May is gone, does that mean that they're going to take McCarthy or is it just a bunch of smoke and they really are trying to convince people that they want McCarthy when they really don't? Am I trying to pick based on what I think they're going to do or what I want them to do?
Yeah. If you're at the podium, you're there at the draft – he comes up with that card. What are they doing? What is your gut telling you that they're going to pick?
I'm gonna pick Jaden Daniels.
Hey,
I think it's writing the wrong of not picking Lamar Jackson. So, yeah, I'm going to go Jaden.
I like it. I like it, but hate it because I want him to come to Minnesota, even though we won't get him. But
me Jaden. Too. No.
Perfect.
All right, draft's over, guys. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to throw you back on hold if you want to keep listening. Once again, we're going to get links out so everybody can get we're going to get plugs, everything out the whole nine yards at the end of the show. We'll make sure everybody gets stuff so people can hear and see everything. We just don't want to do it all at once. But I'm going to throw you back on hold, get on for the next thing. Bring up the Arizona Cardinals. This is a team that's got two picks. We did not get a Cardinal writer. What are the OG Scott Allen? I didn't know he's not there anymore.
I tried my hardest.
So, I mean, are we going Marvin Harrison?
I mean, that's the logical choice, I think, for me, to be honest with you, is that. I mean, I ultimately think they're going to trade it, but with this format, we did do a no-trade clause just to make it easier, but I do think it will be Marvin Harrison. Yes.
All right. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna put Marvin Harrison down. I am going to grab a Travis. Where's Travis? There he is.
I don't know where Travis.
Travis, what is going on, my guy?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Oh, you know how draft day is, baby. I'm so excited to do this. a new thing that I'm excited for. The Chargers. What are we doing at five?
You know, I'm a little bit rusty on my Chargers coverage because I just picked it back up again. But one of the first things I'm seeing is these ridiculous rumors that Jim Harbaugh might actually be willing to trade Justin Herbert. And you've got J.J. McCarthy sitting right here still. So I think a lot of people might be connecting some dots, but they're not going to happen in this draft. I think the Chargers got rid of Keenan Allen. They let Mike Williams go. They would love for Marvin Harrison to still be sitting here. But since he's not, I think Malik Nabers is pretty close to Marvin Harrison in terms of a grade. So I don't see how you could pass on him here. That's going to be the pick.
There we go. Malik Nabers is off the board. All right. Oh, I like it. I like it. And this is kind of starting to go the way we got. So I'm going to throw you back at home real quick. Grab the next one. Keep this train moving. We got I got to write this down. I see we got Tampa in the house here. Tampa in the house. Let me just write that down. There we go. Save. All right. We are going to move over to the New York Giants. Bring back Desmond Novak. What's going on, Desmond?
Not much. What's up with y'all guys?
Draft day,
Ellen.
It's the way to go. I'm going to throw the floor over to you and Luke here for your pick. I gotta check another phone call. So you guys got the floor. Pick six, Giants. Take it away.
All right. What do we think the Giants are going to do, Desmond?
This is a tough situation because a lot of the guys that I would have had at six are gone, especially Malik Nabers. I know that there has been a lot of conversations about J.J. McCarthy. I know a report today kind of shut that down. Regardless, I don't really see it with him at six, even if he were to be available, because at this point, who knows where he's going to go. It feels like one of those stories where a quarterback is talked about going way higher than they should, and then they might fall, and guys are going to act surprised. But regardless, with all the holes in the Giants' offense and Malik Nabers gone, I'm going to go, in my opinion, at least the next best receiver available for Romo Odunze, if I even said his name right. I think I did.
Yeah, I think you did, too. Oh, you came back?
I came back. Sorry, I confused the life out of somebody because we have a caller that was listening, and I'm like, what TV are you writing for? And he's like, huh? And I was like, I'm sorry I'm yelling at you. And I got to update my switchboard here, and I feel like a jerk. And appreciate you, 973, calling in here. But, all right, so we got Romo Odunze. I like it. I like it. We got six off the board here. We're going to throw you back in a hold here, and we are going to move. Could we see a different position here? I don't know. Tyler, are you with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm ready.
Yeah, Tyler coming in. Tic Tac Titans, welcome to the show. First time having you on. You got one of my buddy's favorite teams. He is a Titan fanatic, if you will. And he is excited for what you may have to say, I believe.
Yeah, and he should be. And I would tell him to tune into Locked On Titans for the reaction when it happens. Because The Tennessee Titans take the best pick of this mock draft. Boring. I sneer at people who say it's boring. There's nothing more exciting than trench play. And Joe Alt, offensive tackle from Notre Dame, will join the Tennessee Titans and fortify the worst left tackle spot in the NFL over the last 2 years. Give Will Levis some time to spin that thing. So Joe Alt, Notre Dame offensive tackle at 7 for the Titans.
You couldn't have said it any better. That is a perfect pick. And if they really want to prove that Will Levis is a great player, you just helped them out there, Tyler.
Yeah, it's necessary. I mean, it truly has been the worst left tackle position in the NFL over the last 2 years with Dennis Daly and then last year Andre Dillard and Jalen Duncan. No quarterback can succeed when his blind side is constantly under attack. So giving Will Levis an opportunity to show what he's made of is what this team needs to do this year, and Joe Alt will help them accomplish that.
Hell yeah. You heard it here. We'll get the Locked On Titans plug out there for you. Thanks, Tyler. We're going to throw you back on hold here. And I apologize. I'll bring him back here after we're done here. I didn't mean to cut him off. But we are at the Falcons now at the fourth of the draftway point, or however you want to try to make it sound. Are we keeping it just as obvious as Tyler did at 7? Are we taking the first defensive player off the board?
I think it's Dallas Turner.
Yeah, Dallas Turner.
Personally.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance that if somebody trades up, this could be the first draft that doesn't have a top 10 pick going defense. Just like I said, I think it could be the first time having a top 4 players all be quarterbacks. I don't know. But I think Dallas Turner and Joe Alt are two of the most lock picks we can get.
Me too.
So that puts us up on the clock now as we have the second Chicago Bears pick.
No, we should have... Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm dumb.
But we may have to make the pick for them.
That's fine. Bears. Ooh.
So you figure...
I think it's too early for the fourth best wide receiver, right? It's way too early.
Yeah, Adunze's gone. I would think they'd want to trade down, but we're not doing trades. We don't have enough time for that.
Yeah.
I guess it's a combination. Do you want to go defense with the Bears? Do they need another? Do you want to grab an O line? I mean, they just signed a ton of offensive linemen, though.
Yeah, this one's hard.
If we went defense, you could always take one of the trench guys, you know, a Latu, a Verse.
I think
those guys.
It's too early for all that, though. But at the same time, it's our mock draft, so who cares?
Well, I mean, in Chicago, I mean, they need an edge rusher. That's probably their second biggest need behind quarterback. They could use a D-line, but I don't think we're taking Murphy or Newton this high.
No.
I am going to say I think they should take, and I know he gets a lot of grief because of the injuries, but I think Leatu Latu is the best edge that we could give them.
Nah, let's just do it. I'm down.
All right. Leatu Latu. All right. That brings
How do you
us
spell
to,
that?
L-A. Jeez. He goes, what is happening here? It is L-A-I-A-T-U, L-A-T-U.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. That being said, we're going to move on. Billy, you with us, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you?
All right. Jets Wire. Billy coming in, number 10. And the board is wide open at this point. What are you doing with your New York Jets?
Well, with all the receivers that were going off the board, this almost took a big turn for the Jets in the worst way. I was a little worried Chicago was going to snipe Brock Bowers, and then it would have almost forced an offensive line pick. But now we have a bit of a choice here, right? You know, Bowers is still on the board, some of the offensive linemen. I mean, we could go a wide receiver here, but I think with the explosiveness of Brock Bowers and the need that this team just needs pass catchers. You know, obviously Garrett Wilson is still there. They did sign Mike Williams, but We know he's not going to be 100% for training camp. We know they, the way they set up the contract with the incentives, he can't fully guarantee that he's going to play a full season. And even if healthy, you still need pass catchers after that. And I think just the way Bowers can just help expand the middle of the field there for the Jets, and you know, with all the weapons, Breece Hall in the back there as well. This is an all-in season, I think, for the Jets. And I think if Brock Bowers is there, I'm starting to think that's probably going to be, you know, and assuming if the board falls like this, I think Bowers is going to be the pick here.
Yeah, I agree. I think he'd be such a perfect piece in that offense.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. I like it. Brock Bowers to the Jets, you may have helped save this team. Appreciate it. I'll throw you back on hold here as we are going to move on to our hometown team. Jared, you with us?
Sure am.
Welcome, Jared. Minnesota Vikings time, and you get two picks today. One now, one a little bit later, and the board's kind of gone in a pretty favorable way, I would say.
Yeah. I'm going to preface this by saying this will absolutely not happen tomorrow, and the Vikings probably won't even be picking here tomorrow. But, I mean, the obvious choice at this point is going to be J.J. McCarthy. The Vikings need a quarterback, and there's, contrary to what a lot of people think, I think there's a pretty steep drop-off from here. I mean, Penix is a great player as well, but McCarthy is still sitting there at 11. I would lose my mind. but no, there's no shot that actually happens tomorrow. But for this mock, that's what's going to be.
Heck yeah, I'll take it. You know, and that's the one thing, too, I've always said. If we can just stay pat at 11 and get a quarterback to fall to us there, I'd much rather do that and not jump.
Yeah, if this guy, if he makes it to us at 11, that'd be absolutely amazing.
Well, we'll be partying hopefully just as hard at this time tomorrow as you would be.
I know,
then.
I definitely will be.
All right, we're going to throw Jared back on hold. We're going to go back to Travis coming back with Denver. The Broncos on the board. What are we thinking?
So, I'm hating the way the board is falling completely. and so I don't think the Broncos should make a pick at this spot no matter what tomorrow. So I think this absolutely has to be traded, especially if the board were to fall like it has here, because there's just no way I'm taking Bo Nix right here.
Why not? He's the GOAT, baby.
So because the board has gone this way, it's probably not really the team's biggest need at this point, but it's probably the best value for where we're at. So I'm going to take Quinion Mitchell, cornerback, Toledo.
That's my guy, man.
I love that. We love him.
Mm-hmm. That's who I kind of want. In a perfect world for me, we get Mitchell at 11, and at 23, Penix falls to us. That's the perfect thing, but it'll never happen. I could hope and wish that it would, but I like it, though. Quinion Mitchell, you give yourself some great value, and that's a nice little complimentary piece of that secondary, though. I'll take it. I'll take it, man. Thank you, Travis, for giving
me
my guy. We're going to move on to, where is he? Yeah, Carlos, baby. What's going on?
Hey. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Always excited to have you back here. We're going to have you on in a couple minutes again here as we're going to stack
right.
These teams. But coming at us first, Las Vegas Raiders picking 13. You've seen the board. What are you doing?
Michael Penix.
Damn it.
Let's cut to the chase. Yeah. See, that's the thing about quarterbacks. I mean, you have to keep throwing darts until you find the right one. So, I mean, if he's not the pick, I mean, you just continue looking for the long-term answer. So yeah. I mean, the Raiders need, cornerbacks, maybe a running back, but they can easily address those needs in round two or three. So I mean, in this case, I mean, might as well just look for your potential franchise quarterback, right?
Yeah, I agree. Heck yeah. All right, we're going to throw you back on hold here. We'll grab him in a couple minutes here. Moving on, pick 14. Hayden, what's going on, sir?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
Heck yeah. Excited to chat. Excited to have this going. You got pick 14, and the board's kind of been a little goofy, a little what we expect, but up and down puts you on the board. What are you thinking at 14?
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad for us. We definitely need O-line help, but I know there's a lot out there who are hoping Brock Bowers falls to us, but that's looking decreasingly likely. But if we get to 14 and only one other tackle has been taken, I don't think there's going to be anyone out there who's disappointed if we get the second tackle off the board. So I'm going to go ahead and go with Olu Fashanu from Penn State to
come in
and pick up, hopefully we can keep Derek Carr upright this year. We didn't really do that last year.
Yeah, that was definitely help, especially because you got a couple weapons out there. But, yeah, if Carr's laid on the ground,
yep,
he ain't going to get very far.
The talent's there. But now we just got to get the ball to them.
Well, hopefully you nailed it. Hayden, thank you for coming on here. We'll get Hayden's plugs out for the Canal Street Chronicles when we get everything out at the end here. Colts now coming on the board at 15. And this is where I kind of don't know, because I feel like the Colts are in a spot where they need to either try to move up for something or they need to try to move down for something. I don't necessarily know where to go with it, but what are you thinking for this pick?
Hold on a second. I mean, they could use a second wide receiver. I think it's a little early to reach on maybe a Brian Thomas here, though. Especially with the likes of, you know, like a Jared Verse still on the board. They need pass rushers too. They need secondary help. So do we see like a tiering on Arnold here?
That's not terrible. I also, I don't know. Do you? Yeah. That, you know what? I don't hate it. I really don't hate it.
Let's do it.
Let me pull up the sheet. Let's do it. I really don't hate it because they need some secondary help. Tarion Arnold. We got Tarion Arnold written down. Beautiful. And when you talk secondary, there's one team that you always think of when it comes to secondary, and that was the old Legion of Boom, which brings us to another oldie but a goodie, Todd Vandenberg. What is going on?
How are you doing, gentlemen? First, I want to file an official complaint on behalf of everybody else. It's like, no trades, really? It's the Seahawks. They always trade. So I'm filing a protest for the commissioner, but that's you guys, so no point.
I remember 2 years ago, were you one of the ones that had a trade 2 years ago? We had like six people in here, and they were going back and forth trying to put a trade together. it was awesome.
Great. It was crazy.
It was like 15-minute conversation.
The rebel forces struck back. One thing about the Hawks, they have a lot of needs, and for some reason a lot of 12s think that the draft is for like next year, but they only play for 1 year because they don't realize that a lot of contracts are up after next year. Like 33 players are gone after next year unless they sign extensions. People don't, I don't know, they don't keep up. Anyway, that's the long way of saying, thank God the person I wanted is still there. We got terrorized by Aaron Donald long enough. We're going to get our own version, so we're taking Byron Murphy the second.
Awesome.
That might not
like
be
it.
Their apparent big need right now, but defensive line, they only have a couple of years of contracts for those guys, and you can't pass up a talent like that.
Heck yeah. See, that's why you're a pro. We love having you. The great pick. Thank you, Todd. I throw him back on hold here. We are going to go back to Carlos. Second half of the draft. And here we go with the Jacksonville Jaguars. What are we doing?
See, I would have loved Tarion Arnold, but since he's gone, I was thinking
Blame
either
Luke.
Brian Thomas or...
Blame Luke? What do you mean, blame Luke?
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
What
do you mean, blame Luke? Sorry. I'm bantering too hard with him because I was blaming him for the Tarion Arnold pick, even though I helped.
No, that's fine. So with Arnold off the board, Might as well go with Cooper DeJean. Eh?
Yeah, I like that pick a lot. Cooper DeJean going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I like it. Thank you, Carlos. We appreciate the great picks as always. And we are going to move on. Kevin, what's going on, my guy?
Oh, nothing. Just thanks for having me.
Heck yeah, we're excited to have you on. 3-0 here coming on. Kevin Brown, former Dodger pitcher that took a lot of money from us, but it might not be you, hopefully.
It might not be.
I know there's some bad years when they overpaid Nomar and never mind. We're going to get into a whole different ballpark. Kevin, though, you are up pick 18 for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Was watching the board fall, and I think the Bengals were targeting Byron Murphy this whole time. I don't think that's any secret. But watching him go 2 before this pick, I think it's pretty obvious that we're going to go Fuaga. He can compete at left guard day one, and he can slide right into that right tackle spot after next year.
Heck yeah, I like it. Thank you for that. That's a great pick. We're going to throw him back on hold here as we are going to move on to the Rams now. And that is going to be another one that we are going to do.
Rams.
So, what do you want to do? If we go to the base pick, if you will. Obviously the Rams have needs. I think they're.
I know what I want to give them.
Oh, you do? Well, what do you want to do?
I think they take Johnny Newton here if he's still here. Aaron Donald's gone. They need to fix that issue, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think yes. That's. I mean, when you lose one of the greatest players at that position, yes, that is a drastic yeah. Meme here.
That's why I'm like, he just kind of fell here. So like, my other thought was like, do you take Bo Nix here because Stafford's only got a year or two left?
See, that's not an awful thing either because there's a lot of people that are talking that they could trade up or if he's there, take Penix right here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going that route, that would then I mean, they need an edge rusher now. I mean, Jared Verse is there.
Jared Verse, that was another one I was kind of like, I could see that.
What about a guy like Nate Wiggins?
Ooh, is he the best available corner or is it Kool-Aid?
I mean, it's Coke and Pepsi, in my opinion. I mean, I think Kamari Lassiter is better than where everybody ranks him, and that's probably just because I'm biased because of Kwame Lassiter.
So I think they go defensive side of the ball, so as long as they go to defensive side of the ball, I think we'll be fine. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I would say I like Jared Verse because that gives him the edge, unless you're the kind of guy who likes Chop Robinson more.
Why don't we do edge? Let's give him Jared Verse.
I like it. I think Jared Verse is a good pick. Let's do it. All right, so we got that slot down. Next up, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I believe this was right here. Let me just – I see this, and I'm about to grab it. From one Ryan to another, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty excited. It's the draft. Now, I will have to admit here that this has got to be the multiverse – because as a Cardinals fan and a Vikings fan, the Steelers ruined my year and when they beat us in the Super Bowl. So, like, you're me in an alternate dimension because you're on the Steelers.
Yeah, we're a spoiled team, that is for sure. We really are.
And, you know, you deserve it. You guys have worked your asses off and won a lot of championships. So I can't take that away from you.
Definitely
I can just sit here like a bitter little bitch. But with that being said... You got pick 20. What can we do to fix the Steelers team to get back to that glory?
Yeah, so Steelers have been keeping us very busy, that's for sure, on covering the team. You know, there's Russell Wilson, there's Justin Fields now. I actually like how the board fell for the Steelers a lot in this mock draft. Center's an obvious choice. Fans are clamoring for them to take a center, and it seems like it's almost in desperation mode, but I think the Steelers will kind of hold off to till maybe day two for that. They could go receiver with Brian Thomas Jr., but my pick is they're going to upgrade right tackle. They're going to go with Talis Fuaga out of Oregon State.
Oh, he was gone.
Oh, is he? Oh, I'm sorry.
Literally a pick ago.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I was literally calling in as soon as that happened. Then we will go with Troy Fatanu out of Washington instead.
See, that was the whole thing. Look, and in Forrest's case, I can always edit that if we need to. That's
okay. Whatever you want. But we will go with Troy Fatanu out of Washington to
Heck
become
yeah.
their right tackle. But there are rumors that they could see him potentially as a center as well.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, no, good pick. Hey, look, they still get a lineman. They definitely need it. And I think it's only perfect that we made it all the way to pick 20 without a double this year, and it was the Steelers that made the double. So you made my draft.
There you go.
Thank you for that.
You're greatly welcome. Appreciate you
coming out and doing this. And we'll reach out to have you come back on and just talk shop with that whole Steelers team.
Sure.
When we do our team previews, man, excited to have you come on here and chat. And throw you back on hold here as we get back onto the board. Next up, we are looking at the Miami Dolphins, and I need to. Why is my scroll not working?
Well, technical issues.
There it
people.
Is.
Everyone, calm down.
Brian, what is going on?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing well. I apologize. I couldn't. Couldn't get you out as I announced the Dolphins. So I said, you're like an idiot doing nothing. But we're in business.
That's right. Hey, there'll probably be a delay getting the pick in anyway.
What are we thinking at pick 21 for your Miami Dolphins there?
Dude, I got to tell you, I think the Dolphins are in a great spot with this draft because no matter how this board works out, they're going to be in a great position because of their needs. They need safety help. If the Gene falls, maybe they get him. They need offensive line help. And looking at the board right now, you've got Amarius Mims, J.C. Latham. If those are guys, Chop Robinson on the edge, Brian Thomas, wide receiver. The Dolphins, if the board felt like this, can easily trade back and still get who they want. I personally like Troy Fatanu. I know he just went to the Steelers. And I actually, every mock that I've done, I've had him going to the Steelers. But the guy that I think that they're really honed in on right now is Graham Barton, the offensive center guard tackle out of Duke, because I do think that they see him as a potential replacement for Terron Armstead on the outside after he plays a year or two at guard. So I do think that Barton's going to be the pick for Miami this year.
I like it. It's so nice when you get that versatile guy like that. I think he is going to be a player that a lot of people aren't going to bring up. And I think you're going to look like a genius at the end of the day because he is going to be a good player, I think, in his league, sir. So
you can't pack up the what they need on the offense.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I like it. That's perfect. Thank you, Brian. We're going to put you back on hold if you want to keep listening.
Brian,
here. Yes, sir.
What was the pick? My wife came out of the room and asked me a question.
Graham Barton from Duke.
Okay. All right, thank you.
He nailed it. Yeah, but like you said, you know, he could play – tackle guard center,
for sure.
You know, great interior pick. That is going to move us on to the Philadelphia Eagles, who that's us. And
that's us, baby.
Corner?
I think the rich get richer here. They always luck out and get a great prospect, and Nate Wiggins is just sitting there.
Yeah, at least, I think I have him getting Cooper to Gene, which I'm glad they're not getting because I think he's going to be really good. But, Nate Wiggins is the best corner on the board. I agree. Let's give it to him. Throw that at the Eagles. It's, like you said, the rich are just going to get richer.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. With that, we are going to move on to pick number 23 as we bring back Mr. Jared, sir. Welcome back. More Viking talk.
Yeah, thank you. I have to ask a quick question because I missed a few picks. Is Jared Verse still on?
He is not.
He is not. Okay.
So your top edge rusher, if you want to know, is Chop Robinson.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that kind of answers my dilemma here. I'm going to go with Cooper DeJean, then.
He's gone
too. Great. I thought you – oh, shoot. No way.
He
was
17.
Okay.
So since your last pick, just to refresh for everybody, we had Quinion Mitchell, Michael Penix, Olu Fashanu, Terrion Arnold, Byron Murphy, Cooper DeJean, Talisi Fuaga, Jared Verse, Troy Fatano, Graham Barton, and Nate Wiggins. See, this is karma paying me back. Oh, I see Elijah now. He said, let me in. He's like the fiend.
Man, I had the best call name.
All right, well, hold up. Give it to me in a second here. Go back to you, Jared, there. I'm sorry. We've been having a technical problem on the board. I just wanted to make sure Elijah got in here.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. All right. Well, then with the 23rd pick, they're going to go defensively with Chop Robinson. I was really hoping that either Jared Burse or Cooper DeJean would make it this far, but that was wishful thinking, evidently. So, yeah, I'd say it could be like a corner, like a McKinstry or something, but I think at this point they probably just take the best defensive player available, who I think is Chop Robinson at this point.
Take it. Heck yeah. Great pick. Thank you, Jared, for coming on, knocking out two picks as always for us. We're going to move on to pick number 24 as we are third of the way through this. Riley, how are we doing?
How's it going, fellas?
Excited to have you on. Always love talking to everybody over at Landry Hat. You guys do a great job over there. Pick 24, Dallas sitting on the board. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think there is some flashy picks out there still. You've got Brian Thomas on the board. You've got Adonai Mitchell there. Those are classic Cowboys picks. Wide receivers, pair one up with CeeDee Lamb. Not a need, and I actually think the Cowboys, they don't fall for the flash this one. I think they go Amarius Mims, tackle out of Georgia. Does a couple things for us. We let Tyron Smith walk in free agency. That's a huge need. There's talk they were okay moving Tyler Smith out to tackle. I don't love that move. He was a Pro Bowler, I believe, at guard. You keep him at guard. You bring in a big SEC tackle. You protect Dak or whoever may be there in the future, but you keep it simple. Fortify the line.
Heck yeah, I think that's the smartest thing that they can do with losing the player like that. Great pick. Thank you, Riley. Appreciate you coming on, knocking that out for us here. Brings us to pick 25, and Elijah, you haven't been able to jump in, so take this one. This is you.
Well, I don't even know what is who's been picked, really, because I've been trying to sign in and sign out. So I guess, is Cooper gone?
Yeah. Cooper DeJean's gone.
Okay, and I think Nate Wiggins is gone too, right?
Yeah,
if you're looking
cornerback, is Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Kool-Aid
well,
and a
actually,
great straw.
I'm actually Marley going. Lester. I'm going to go safety here.
Oh, you're
I'm going Tyler Newbin.
You son of a bitch. We should have kept you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
it's a smart pick. Yeah.
I feel like they need safety more than corner, and since DeJean's gone, Newbin's there, and he's good. He's a ball hawk and just can do it all. So kind of like Antoine Winfield Jr. type. So,
yeah,
I'm going Newbin here.
Green Bay, you're welcome for our gopher.
Yeah.
I just want you to be aware of that. But we are going to move on to pick number 26, which is going to take us right over to Evan. How are we doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you boys doing?
Oh, super Jack, man. This is tomorrow night. I'm going to be doing handstands or breaking things. It's the only day of the year I can promise anybody that it's going to happen. So this is kind of my test to see what happens in my life. But what do you want to give to your Tampa Bay fans? What are you going to put in their life here at pick 26?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, not much in terms of edge rusher left on the board with Verse, Latu, and even Chop Robinson being gone. So I'm going to address the offensive line, and I'm going to give the Buccaneers Jackson Powers Johnson, center from Oregon, replacing Ryan Jensen, who announced his retirement. And you know, they've never been able to replace him ever since he had that injury. So Jackson Powers Johnson is going to come in and just play with that mean streak that Jensen had.
I love it. I think he is one of the most versatile guys in this whole draft. And I'm not going to lie to you. I know it's not sexy, but I would love it, 23 Vikings, to take him to replace our center. So I give you straight kudos on a great pick. And I thank you so much for coming on, Evan. I'll throw you back on hold, and we'll get plugs out, as I said earlier. Brings us to pick number 27 to the Cardinals. And I think at this point, do you go Kool-Aid? Do you guys want to go Kool-Aid for him?
No. Do you take Brian Thomas? Is he still there? And you just get,
no, they don't need another one. I don't think he was in the first round. Especially after that statistic, all that's the biggest bust position. You can't take two on there.
You know,
what are you thinking, Elijah?
I'm thinking no Kool-Aid for my selfish reasons.
What about Johnny Newton?
We can't be biased here. There's no biases if you're drafted.
I'm not for not my team, but for, I mean, Kool-Aid's probably the best player on the board right now.
I mean, unless you want to give
besides Johnny Newton.
But they don't really need a D line.
No, they don't.
According to the website I'm on, their second need is defensive line.
I mean, we can if you want. We can do it. I just didn't think they needed that much help at defensive line.
Let's give them Kool-Aid McKinstry. With that.
Because they signed three players in free agency to play in that front.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to still sign all those players,
cool.
That's the only reason I was – I don't think cool – like, I don't know. I mean, unless you want to give them another lineman, do we give them J.C. Latham?
Nah, they just paid both their tackles.
Exactly. That's my point. I think it's got to be Kool-Aid.
All right, let's go. Because
otherwise,
cool
I mean, they could use an edge rusher. I mean, we could give them Darius Robinson from Missouri.
Nah, I think Kool-Aid's a good pick.
All right, we're going to go Kool-Aid then. Kool-Aid McKinstry to the Cardinals. Let me write this down. Kool-Aid. All right, that is going to move us into Buffalo time. And I don't see our Bills caller.
I messaged him, but he didn't look at the message, so I don't know if he's here.
Okay, well, I don't see him on here, and I think we just need to keep moving on. So
this is easy. Oh, Brian Thomas, they don't have a wide receiver.
Yeah, wide receiver, obviously.
Yeah. All right, I was going to say, are we giving him Brian Thomas or one of the Texas kids?
I would say Brian Thomas is the most gifted one left.
Perfect. I am all for that here. Brings us to pick number 29, which is the Detroit Lions. They're another team that I think could use an inside lineman. Maybe this is J.C. Latham, Tyler Guyton.
I'm thinking
Jordan Morgan out of Arizona.
I'm thinking more like, so I feel like safety is a big need for them. Safety, cornerback. Maybe wide receiver, just because, I mean, outside of Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra, I mean, they have Donovan Peoples-Jones, but besides
but
that.
But they could get a third-round guy, no problem, I would think, or a second-round guy later, too. I mean, we could give one of the Texas kids, Ladd McConkley. I look back at this Xavier Leggett, Troy Franklin, Ricky Pearsall, Roman Wilson. There's so many receivers that you could take later.
Oh, I know. I'm just kind of going over like what I think their needs are.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I think D-back is probably safety or corner is probably their two biggest needs.
What about Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri?
Yeah, there's Rakestraw, there's Kamari Lassiter, TJ Tampa from Iowa State's not bad. I don't dislike Rakestraw. I think I like Kamari Lassiter more than Rakestraw, but I don't mind either.
I don't mind either. The thing about Lassiter is he's so slow, and the Detroit Lions kind of got burned by drafting a corner really high who kind of disappointed in the running aspect, speed aspect. So, I mean, but either Lassiter or Rakestraw is good.
Right, we'll do Ennis Rakestraw. That's fine. We'll do Rakestraw.
I'm there.
I'm cool with it, which is going to bring us over to Mike Luciano. What is going on, my guy?
Not much. Thanks for having me on.
Heck yeah. Excited to excited to talk more draft here as we get to number 30. Starting to wrap up, but there is a lot of talent still on this board. What are you thinking for the Ravens?
Well, I was looking at a lot of wide receivers earlier on. They did just extend Rashad Bateman, which I did not think they would do. So that probably says he's going to be wide receiver 2 next year. So I don't know if you pick wide receiver 3 with your first round pick in a championship or bust year. I think offensive tackle is going to be the pick. They've said up and down for months that they are extremely confident. And right now it's Andrew Voorhees from last year, from the USC guy who blew out his legs and then fell, and Daniel Falele as right tackle. Remember they got from Minnesota, who was like 400 pounds. But I don't know if I necessarily I want to see him in a starting role. So I'm looking at the board, and surprisingly, guys like J.C. Latham have fallen to 30, which is shocking to me. Like, I think they'll take a tackle, like maybe if a Tyler Guyton falls into this range, or perhaps like a Jordan Morgan who's been linked to them by some insiders. But if Latham's there, they're going to probably sprint up to the podium to take him.
Yeah, I agree. I was looking at that J.C. Latham. I was trying to think of who might fall as this draft goes, and I wasn't one of the guys I expected to definitely fall, that's for sure.
I mean, the problem with Latham is he's right tackle. There's a lot of guys like that in this year's draft that are kind of big developmental guys who are right tackle exclusive. That's Mims, that's Guyton, and that's Latham. And, of course, the problem is he was good for his entire last year at Alabama. Then the last two games he played were Georgia and Michigan, which are the games the scouts wanted to see, and those were his two worst. So think about that. But, again, this guy's giant, and he moves really well. And outside of Alex Leatherwood, pretty much every Alabama lineman that gets drafted high is either good or very good. So
Definitely fair. No, I like it. I think you get you might have one of the steals in the draft sitting at 30. I love it. Thank you, Mike, coming on and getting that pick. We're going to throw him back on hold. Moves us to the runners-up, if you will, the San Francisco 49ers. They could use a tackle. I don't know. I guess, Elijah, what's your initial thinking with this pick in San Fran?
Well, like, tackle or O-line is probably a pretty decent need for him. Receiver could end up being a need for him if they trade Ayuk. Running back, they're pretty squared away with McCaffrey and Mitchell. DBs, I don't really know much about their defensive backs just because I don't follow them that much.
I think I like the tackle thought too.
Yeah, in my mock that we were doing, I believe I had them taking Graham Barton at this position. So it was a lineman for me, but I just.
What are you thinking, Luke?
I'm thinking tackle. Tyler Guyton right here.
Yeah, I'm with it. Tyler Guyton. You like Guyton, Elijah?
Yeah.
Tyler Guyton going off of the board. And that leaves us the defender.
Before you bring in the arrow, the Jacob.
Schrager has the.
Well, hold on. Let's let's worry about that later. Let's worry about that after. What's up?
Okay.
Before you bring Jacob in, we realize that Johnny Newton is still on the board at 32, correct?
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep. Yep. It's true. It's true, but that's okay. We're going to – where are we going? Where did my – why is my – there we go. Beautiful. Defending champion, Jacob Wilhelm, you're obviously you brought the ball to the middle of the field, and that's why you're here today to pick for the team, right?
You better believe it. But hey, I will say that the 49ers should be blaming Luke right now for losing in the Super Bowl, because I guess we're just blaming Luke for everything today, right?
Hell yeah,
that's right. Blame
Let's
me for
go.
Everyone.
Let's go. This is beautiful.
Y'all are telling me that Mr. Newton is still there at 32 overall.
Yep.
This ain't real life. There's no way this happens tomorrow, but whatever.
It's crazy.
Newton and Chris Jones.
You know, you start seeing a board go, and one pick can change everything, and that's why this damn draft is so good, and that's why I think tomorrow is going to be the wildest draft we have seen in a long time, and I cannot freaking wait for it.
I'm loving it. It's going to be a late night tomorrow, and I am here for it. I got the energy drinks in the back of the car. The coffee is set to brew at a certain time, so I'll be all ready. Listen, I think that a team, if Newton was still sitting there, I think a team would try to trade with the Chiefs here to get Newton because the Chiefs, it would be great. It's a luxury pick to pair Newton with Jones. It would be amazing. But the Chiefs just really need a wide receiver right now, especially with the whole Rashee Rice situation. It's there's a lot of question marks going on. So as much as I would love to draft Newton, I have to go Adonai Mitchell from Texas.
Hell yeah, I like it. A.D. Mitchell coming off the board at the end there. That's
a great pick at 32.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we'll see what happens there. But I would be very, very happy if he falls to the Chiefs because I think he's a 20s pick sort of player, you know. And there was a lot of wide receivers still available there at the end of the first round. I was not ready for.
Yeah, it's one of those. There's so many good ones. It's hard to know who values who, where, and what, you know.
Yeah,
and I think that's where you guys are in a spot where you get to just kind of see what's left, and you don't have to be forced to make the decision, which sometimes you always say is the best thing you could get. You know what I mean?
I think some of those team needs at the very end in the 20s are gonna force good things for the Royals. But I appreciate y'all having me on.
Heck yeah!
Our
thanks
Chiefs.
Again,
I'm sorry.
Jacob.
I'm over here have the Royals game on one screen. That's my bad.
Hey, look, that's multitasking, baby. You got to do it.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Oh, I love it. Thanks again, Jacob, for coming on here. Jacob Wilhelm, Arrowhead Addict. That's our first round here. I'm hyped real quick. I just to throw these out there. Luke's tweeting pictures with everybody's whoever makes the pick and you're attaching their sites, right? Luke? Luke
yes,
has been
I,
kidnapped.
Yeah, no,
oh.
no, I'm here. Sorry.
So yeah,
I
so
am, yes.
beautiful. But we have people hanging on here, so I want to give shout outs while they're hanging on here, so that way because we appreciate everyone coming on here and knocking these out. Hayden Real from the Canal Street Canal Saint Chronicles, check him out. We got that sitting there. We all know our guy Carlos coming in black and teal, talking them Jaguars as always. Todd Vandenberg, 12th Man Rising. Billy coming to us from the Jet Wire, as always, a great read over with those guys there. You know, Jared Barsness, he's always with us. He'll be on more times. You'll hear him throughout the year. That's our Viking guy, as always. We're Evan coming in, Bucks Nation, with one of my favorite picks, Jackson Powers Johnson. Great pick with that one. And this is a good draft. It was a little interesting. Things were a little wild. I'm going to ask you, Luke, because I don't want to put Elijah on the spot because he was doing a lot, and I don't want to ask him something that he might not be able to answer. What's your holy shit moment in this draft? And Elijah, if you have one too, by all means. I didn't see some of the picks.
I would like a recap.
I will gladly give a recap. So the Bears, Caleb Williams. Commanders take Drake May. Patriots, Jaden Daniels. Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr. The Chargers, Malik Nabers. The Giants take Rome Odunze. Titans take Joe Alt. Falcons with Dallas Turner. The Bears select Leatu Latu. The Jets grab Brock Bowers. Vikings take J.J. McCarthy. Broncos get Quinyon Mitchell. The Raiders take Michael Penix Jr. The Saints grab Olu Fashanu. Colts with Terry and Arnold. and the Seahawks with Byron Murphy to round out the first half. Going at 17, Jaguars taking Cooper DeJean, Bengals with Talisi Fuaga, Rams grabbing Jared Verse, Steelers Troy Fontenot, the Dolphins grabbing Graham Barton, Eagles select Nate Wiggins, Vikings coming back with Chop Robinson, Cowboys getting Amarius Mims, Packers with Tyler Newbin, Buccaneers with Jackson Powers Johnson, Cardinals grab Kool-Aid McKinstry, Bills with Brian Thomas Jr., Lions with Enos Rakestraw Jr., the Ravens with J.C. Latham, the 49ers taking Tyler Guyton, and at pick 32, your defending champion Kansas City Chiefs take Adonai Mitchell.
I remember the last, but yeah, I appreciate the recap, but yeah, pretty wild. I mean, I didn't foresee McCarthy dropping, but I mean, hope he does.
Where would you have had him go if he didn't drop?
Well, I don't think the Patriots are like going to be able to draft Daniels. I think someone's going to try and trade up to two to get Daniels.
But we got no trades. Remember, there's no trades in this draft.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's just in my mind, I wasn't thinking about that. And
Gotcha.
So, like, I wasn't expecting McCarthy to fall to us. I don't like it, though. Because Penix gets picked right after.
I think J.C. Latham at 30 was a steal for the Ravens, too.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be – I mean, Mike said it perfectly. He's an Alabama tackle.
Yeah.
They're always good. Johnny Newton, obviously, I think – I'm kind of not surprised that anybody didn't reach up for a Bo Nix. I don't think that's going to happen unless it's a trade. And in a situation like we have, that wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
What do you guys think we're going to say something while I was saying that? What's up?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, maybe I thought somebody was. Okay, never mind. No. I mean, Carolina then would be your kickoff into round two. And I mean,
Johnny
got a couple,
Newton, baby.
Yeah, Johnny Newton just sitting right there. I do think 100% somebody would be trading up very quickly if he was still sitting there.
Oh, for sure.
And I could see it especially with, like, KC or San Fran, so you could have that fifth year on him if you want, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a fun little mock.
I think he would go – I think Newton would probably go to the Vikings in that situation over Robinson, but I mean, still, it's crazy, like, how so many good players were drafted in the first round of this draft.
It's a good – dude, I'm telling you, this is a really good draft. I mean, there is a lot – like, Xavier Worthy, Ladd McConkley, those are two wide receivers that could replace any of those late wide receivers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Traeger has McConkey going to the 49ers in his mock.
Was that the thing that I was going to have you, or that I was going to re-ask you to say after?
I was just, I didn't like really want to like expound on it or get big into it at the time. I was just like, oh, Traeger has.
Oh, totally. Kind of I was just trying to keep all that till after. That was why. So we can keep it just strictly what we thought, and then we can, you know, go into the extra. But that's interesting. I like that. He seems like a guy that could fit pretty well there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Burris just reported that the Commanders have decided who they are picking at number two.
Ooh.
And we don't know who it is.
No.
Damn it.
But I'm glad they know.
So yeah. Luke and I both went Drake May Elijah at two, with the whole thought process behind Luke talked to a gentleman from the Commanders. I don't know who it was, so I can't give him credit. Luke, if you want to throw credit out, you can, because I don't have it. And Jaden Daniels did not want to be in that interview when he was asked about being a Commander. I mean, Luke, you can explain it a little better, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't say yes. He gave kind of the answer that you tell people to give. It was more of like a, I'll be happy wherever I'm drafted, but you could tell by his body language and his facial structure that it was more of like a don't pick me.
And Drake May had an interview where they asked him about it, and he was legit, in my opinion, talking like he's already been the pick. Like he thinks he's got this locked up.
I could see that.
So I mean, that just, you know.
Yeah, especially after the whole, like, having all those quarterbacks come in and just that weird, like, that weird workout. That was weird.
So they had a lot of talk about it. And the general consensus behind this that, why can't I think of the GM's name for the Commanders who put this together? Whatever, it's Googleable, doesn't matter. But his thought process from what I heard was that he wanted to get all these guys together because they'll act a certain way, obviously, when you do your one-on-one interviews, but how do they interact around other players and other people that could be teammates and things outside of their element? And I don't think that's a terrible idea. And I was like, shit, if that works, I bet you 10 teams are going to steal that next year.
Maybe they did it too because they weren't sure if Daniels really wanted to be there. Because, I mean, he said, like, I don't know how old this interview was, but, or they asked him a question and he's like, who his dream scenarios would be. And he said it would be the Raiders or the Vikings.
Yep, because of O'Connell and Pierce. Yeah, that was recent, yeah. I think.
So I don't know how long ago that was or if this was after that meeting or before. So maybe Washington was really just really testing to see if he really wanted to be there or not and see how he would react to this like workout. And if he kind of him and his agent weren't too happy about it, maybe that means that he doesn't want to be there. I don't know. But it's a good idea. It'll kind of get a good gauge.
Yeah, they're saying, like, this is, you know, it's a good way to gauge what, you know, how they are as a locker room guy. And Chicago did the same thing with Caleb Williams, where Caleb Williams hung out with the teammates. They didn't hang out with the coaches or anything. He was around the team, and then they asked the team what they thought about him. So some of these new era kind of guys are maybe doing a little bit of a different play on these combines, and it's almost like a college visit. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm going to pair you up with a guy. You know, hey, here's DJ Moore. You know, you guys are going to be teammates potentially. Why don't you guys go together, you know, and now they're going to the party or whatever, you know, like they're on campus. Like, it's either going to be a really good move or it's going to really hurt them because they don't get Jaden Daniels and Drake May sucks if that's the case. But
I don't know, like, if Washington's a super – like attractive like spot to go either, you know, like they had probably the worst owner in all the sports for years. Their field sucks. Like their team's not great. Like it just, there's just a lot of like not great juju going on in Washington. So, I mean, I don't know if it's all that attractive of a spot when you could go to like Las Vegas or Minnesota. So I don't know if Daniels ever really even wanted to like go there.
So the Drake May, the Washington guy I've been talking to, posted a video and Drake May's doing an interview with, I forgot it. I know the face. I just don't know the name and it's not like tagged. So I can't really give it to you. But the interviewer asks Drake May, do you know where you're going? And Drake May starts to smile and laugh and goes, no, I'm just going to be sitting around waiting for my phone to ring. And then the interviewer goes, come on, you have to have some kind of idea. And Drake May says, I know where I'm going.
Ooh. But we don't know.
I think he's going too. I think we got it right.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to have Jaden Daniels mocked as they should because – you guys all know, I think he's going to be the best quarterback in this draft. And I think the Commanders are going to do it wrong and they're going to take Drake May. And I think everyone's going to mock Daniels and everyone's going to get wrong. And everyone's going to go, I didn't see that coming. And it's going to be like, well, the tea leaf was right in front of you and you missed it. That's your fault.
Yeah.
You know? Look, that's why our crazy ass mock nailed it. Albeit we didn't even draft Johnny Newton.
This mock,
that's okay.
Johnny Newton slides to the third round on draft night now because we were.
There you go. Johnny Newton's this year's Will Levis. He's going to be the guy in the green room just chilling.
Oh, you want to hear something else? Hold on a second before you continue. The Commanders Football just tweeted, we have big QB news coming. Our backup quarterback, Jake Fromm, has decided to switch his number from number 10 to number 12 for the upcoming season.
Who's number 10 in college?
Drake May.
Whoa, shit. I'm telling you,
well,
we're good at this. We're not good at a lot of things, but we're good at this.
Well, now, oh, man.
Look, if they want 11-23 in next year's first New England, Sarah Marshall, if that's what you want, I'll never forget you because I want Jaden Daniels.
I'll send you roses, whatever
we'll
color
trade.
You want.
Let's do it. Look, I won't go to WrestleMania, but I'll ask you about it too because I don't want to watch the Usos wrestle each other again ever in my life.
Bro, the bloodline blood feud that's about to happen. Man, can we get Sarah Marshall back in here to talk about this?
Yeah, text her, ask if she wants to talk about the bloodline. No, I can't talk about it. If I'm talking wrestling, I'm talking about the All Japan Pro Wrestling Champions Carnival that started 3 days ago. Okay. It's all about Kento Miyahara and company, Yuma Anzai. I don't know. I think we have the first five picks 100% correct.
Yeah.
I think Desmond threw the biggest wrench in everybody's draft when he took Roma Dunze at 6. I think that is the guy who changed. And I love that Desmond did that because that's what changes everything. You know what I mean? Like when Billy was on here, he wasn't sure with the receivers, but as he said, thankfully we left him Brock Bowers. You know, you never would have thought a situation could change like that with the way that these players have been staggered. And just like that, one thing is going to change the whole draft. Because when we got to pick 9, Elijah, and we didn't have Parker on, we had no clue for a minute what the hell to do because I was just going to take a Dunze at 9.
Yeah, I figured he'd fall there. Like, there'd be no question.
That's where he's been. That's where I've, like, pretty much assumed he was going to go. And I think that's where most mocks, like, assume that he's going.
Mm-hmm. But this is somebody who knows about the Giants, writes about the Giants, and this is them trying to help their quarterback, saying we don't need one, we're getting him a weapon. This is, in my opinion, the best news and thing for Danny Dimes as well, because if that happens, that they take a Dunze and not McCarthy or Daniels or Penix or something, because I've seen Penix at 6 in mocks. I've seen Giants wanting him there too as well, like being happy with it. Yeah. By them drafting you a weapon, that would tell me that they have confidence in me still. And that's just going to help him, I think. Whether it works or not, I don't know because it's skill. But I think you got to be coming in with a better head on your shoulders if you're Desmond Nova. Or Desmond, if you're Roma Dunze then.
Yeah.
I think Joe Alt's the pick. I think Dallas Turner's the pick. Brock Bowers, I think, is the pick. I think if McCarthy's there, he's good. There's no way they wouldn't take him. I would prefer Penix, but I don't think they're going to take Penix over McCarthy.
Yeah, unfortunately, neither do I.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Raiders, they want him if he falls him. So two things I saw before I came online that I wanted to bring up was, and I had mentioned this too when I was in the screening room, because I didn't want to say it on the air until the picks were done. But they think, from everything that I've been told, that he's not going to be there at 13, and they assume they have to trade up to get him.
Penix?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because I've been hearing that. I, like, don't know what they could get to get up to 2, but I've heard the Raiders have been trying to, like, get up to 2 as well to get Daniels so they can get Daniels.
They're one of the only teams, like, unlike us and the Broncos and stuff, that has a second-round pick. So I think that's one of the things they're trying to leverage, but I just don't know if they have enough capital. I mean, do they take that second-round pick and try to trade back into the first and get a second first-round pick to throw? I don't know. Do you Do you offer them pick 13, pick, I don't know, what would it be, like 41 or something? Where are they? There, what do they pick? They pick at 44. So, you know, do you, could they move to two if they were to say, we'll give you 13, 44, and Davante Adams?
Maybe.
Damn, that's giving up a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the problem, though. But if it's Antonio Pierce's, you know, he's taking, you know, he's coming in with the team. You got to try something. You got to help your coach. If, you know, you paid the guy. He's your guy. His quarterback says, I want to be there. How much is that worth to you?
Yeah.
How much do you really want the guy?
Not that much.
Which to me says that's why they want Penix, because he can do what Daniels can do. You know, it just, he has more question marks.
Yeah. I feel like Penix is like probably the best, like just pure thrower of the ball in the draft class. But obviously his injuries are his, like, and his age is his biggest question mark, but.
So it's interesting what they could do with it. You know, I like Travis grabbing Quinion Mitchell because it's just, there's nothing that we need. We're not taking Bo Nix here. I feel, boom, we grabbed the best player on the board. I think that's a great pickup for them.
Oh, yeah, Quinion Mitchell and Patrick Surtain side by side. Mm-hmm. That's two great DBs next to each other.
Do you,
and I mean,
Luke, you,
he likes,
oh, go ahead.
And I remember the Broncos guy likes Rattler, so he's probably assuming that either if they can't get Nix later on, that they'll probably get Rattler. So that's probably was his thinking behind it too, is like, I could either probably get Nix or Rattler later, so why not pick the best guy on the board here?
Yeah, a great
or best
pick.
Player available. So
what do you think with Buffalo taking Brian Thomas, as he's going to have a lot of shoes to fill.
He is. He's going to be wonderful on my fantasy ball team.
Spot on analysis. I'm glad I asked you about him.
I think that's best case scenario for both parties, the Bills and Brian Thomas. He goes to a team with an elite quarterback right away. He'll instantly be the number one target. I mean, there's a chance behind Marvin Harrison, he might be the second best rookie wide receiver this year, if that's where he goes.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that not too long ago when we were talking the draft stuff with our Dynasty League. A lot of this is going to matter on who takes people where. Like your big one worry for Jaden Daniels, Luke, was if the Giants took him, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he has no one to throw the ball to. So,
yeah.
He's not gonna have any weapons. He's gonna be in a Daniel Jones situation, you know.
Yeah, Giants,
or like
probably
Sam Darnold. There's a good comparison.
One of the worst situations for a rookie QB to go into this year. Besides the Patriots, are pretty bad too.
And that's why I almost wonder, like, do these teams just ride Jacoby Brissett and Danny Dimes, and just say, we need more than that. We, you know, because I've heard a lot of things that the Patriots want to stand pat at three, but they're also okay starting Jacoby Brissett off on the year as their quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
what?
do they shake it all up, and do they take Harrison? Any chance that the Patriots could take Marvin Harrison?
Yeah.
There's a chance.
Yeah. I'm hyped for tomorrow, man. This is gonna be one wild ass draft. I can't wait, guys. Yeah. Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so mad. I'm like, these guys probably think I'm just not trying to come on.
Why would we think that?
I don't know.
Think that. Don't slap yourself. It's not true. Instead, I'll look, I'll just do it for you. There you go.
Thanks. Thanks.
And always remember, stay in your lane. No! Oh my God, that's still gonna be the Bo Nix, man. I don't know. I'm excited, guys. We draft tomorrow. I hope everybody had a good time here. You know, we made better time this year than we did last year. And it's draft day tomorrow, boys. We go on to the cabin and we draft. Have fun. I'm excited. Thank y'all for coming on doing this. Once again, thanks to every one of our what's up?
I was like, too bad we're not doing our rookie drafts this weekend.
Jordan. God. All right. With that being said.
Well, like
Canelo control that one. That's better than the other Canelo one I could have played. It's not B-Boulder.
Jordan, that's a message for you.
I was going to play B-Boulder.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. Canelo next weekend, right? Or, yeah, next weekend Canelo fights Munguia. Let's talk about that.
Hi,
May. I'm working to thank everybody who came on and took time out of their night to call, talk to us. Thanks to Billy and Todd. They're still listening and having fun. We appreciate everybody doing this. This is, you know, we've been doing this since 2015, and this might have been the funnest one we've done. I just can't wait for tomorrow. Who knows? We might be back. I might get crazy and just start going live tomorrow. Who knows what happens here with it. You know, shout out to everybody. Luke, like I said, is getting everyone's stuff out. I haven't looked at it. He might be done anyway, so I might be ahead of myself. But appreciate everybody. I think it's the perfect way to end the show. I don't think we need to get any more because I think that was perfectly done, and I think we can save the rest for the next time. So appreciate y'all. Have a good one. Have a great draft next evening, tomorrow. Tomorrow night, damn it. Everybody have fun with it, man. It is the NFL draft. It is the best time of the year. Thank y'all for coming. Have a good one.
We'll shout out to Ghetto Tech.
Go ahead. Do you want to propose his trade?
No, I don't, okay. But I just got a text that says give Ghetto Tech a shot. What did he say? I don't know where it is even.
He said they should trade pick 25 and move up to 24. What? I got a hot take for Green Bay at 25. Trade pick
1 and 2. Oh, he's saying trade pick 25 and 41 to move up to get the top edge rusher. So essentially trade 25 and pick 41 to move up to pick 8. Because that would be Dallas Turner. That didn't happen to Matt. Sorry.
Cut that bitch off.
Oh yeah. Where's Rev X at? Where is Rev X? I can't even find Rev X. Whatever. He here it is. Cut that bitch off. Here's your shout out. Gentle Tet. Smoking on a wet cigarette. That's a terrible-ass trade. Bro, that's why people be doing stupid-ass trades in our Dynasty League is because they have mentalities like that one.
Get him.
Hell yeah, hit him with this.
He says top available defensive player.
how the wind has changed.
But we have the top available player at pick 8 going to Atlanta. So it's still the same thing.
They're not getting Dallas Turner. Oh, God.
What if they do, though? Now we got to play Dallas Turner 2 games a year. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I already had to live with lions and stuff.
I'm just kidding.
We're just roasting this dude.
You like that? You like that?
I'm just kidding. We'll leave him with this one, and we'll be out. We'll see you guys next
week. Take that for data.
Take that for data.